In July, the German men's national team lifted the 18-carat World Cup trophy in Rio de Janeiro's Maracanã Stadium after a suspenseful 1-0 victory over Argentina in the finals. The Maracanã, which was renovated for the World Cup, is iconic to soccer fans the world over and will continue to be used for soccer matches, but there is concern that there are no clear post-World Cup plans for some of the tournament's other 11 stadiums, especially the gleaming new stadium in the jungle city of Manaus. Sam Schramsky reports from Brazil.
Brazil's Amazon rainforest surrounds the concrete jungle of Manaus. In the heart of Manaus sits Arena Amazonia. The stadium was heavily scrutinized for its remoteness, construction costs and delays, and for the deaths of three workers. But when the World Cup began, the city on Brazil's distant frontier was giddy. Fans were overwhelmingly positive in the face of negative press. David Williams and Matt Townsend, engineers from Minnesota, emphasized this after the U.S.-Portugal match on June 22nd.
I thought it was phenomenal, except I'm a little disappointed with the fact that it's a tie.
It was a very beautiful stadium.
It's very well designed and good security.
But Arena Amazonia only hosted four qualifying round matches and now sits empty, except for occasional games between a handful of Brazil's fourth-level D-series teams and three games featuring top-level teams from Rio and São Paulo. Manaus' mayor, Artur Virgilio Neto, admitted during the World Cup that the stadium might end up being underused, but he was optimistic about the potential for music concerts, such as Rock in Rio, organized by entrepreneur Roberto Medina.
It will be very good for international shows, and I hear that many pop stars have a dream of singing for low price in Amazon jungle. Mr. Medina, that is discussing with us, is the Rock in Rio. He wants to make here Rock in Rio jungle.
But no firm has been willing to go into a management partnership, let alone buy the stadium outright. Rock shows have yet to materialize, but Arena has hosted recent near sellout evangelical Christian concerts. The fear is that once the novelty wears off, so will the revenue stream. The stadium costs more than $270 million, of which $160 million the state loaned from a federal bank. While that loan matures in 20 years with minimal interest, there's already cause for concern. Both the top soccer matches and concerts have been organized by events agencies, who've all paid less than half the recommended $122,000 rental fee needed to cover basic costs. Dr. Marcos Evangelista, president of the Regional Economic Council for Amazonas, points out that the costs and returns just don't add up.
To know for sure, with complete certainty, if it's going to be a white elephant or not, it's difficult to forecast because economists work with numbers. We don't have the numbers in hand to confirm or even do a projection for the future of the project.
And the numbers aren't just a matter of paying off a steep loan. Paying off these debts could mean shortfalls for state priorities, such as schools, hospitals, and basic sanitation. Not paying them off could lead the state to default, or more likely to go into a rotten public-private partnership. The state would foot most of the bill, and the corporate partner would maintain use of the structure at a bargain basement price. Governor José Melo, re-elected just last month, has so far refused to disclose results of a costly evaluation meant to explore the stadium's long-term viability. His office declined several requests for an interview on the matter. Dr. Evangelista is concerned.
We know that without the stadium being economically viable, this money is never going to be remunerated. For that to happen, it would take a long time, and many things have to change in order for it to become economically viable. The argument now is that the stadium is beautiful, that it's a tourist destination, but economically, in my opinion, it's totally unviable.
The stadium's strongest supporters disagree. Dr. Ali Almeida is the president of the Olympic Village Foundation, which operates Arena Amazonas. Almeida is convinced that it has great potential as a multi-use venue and uses examples of stadiums in the U.S. and Europe to make his case.
These days, stadiums are multi-use. In the United States, your country, the American Football Stadium hosts shows for the Rolling Stones and Shakira. American football stadiums also for shows, not just American football. In Barcelona, 40% of the revenue comes from shows. It doesn't come from football. There are events outside football because the stadiums are multi-use. And our stadium has 17 events in 5 months.
Almeida believes a private operator will eventually purchase the stadium, in which case the state would only suffer a slight loss. He says his optimistic outlook is shared by the citizens of Amazonas.
The Amazonian has pride for his arena. The claims of white elephants have already gone away under our management, under the government of Professor José Melo, and it will not be a white elephant.
Renato de Souza is a street vendor in Manaus. He estimates he makes about $3 a day in profits. He says that in the several years he's worked the area around the stadium, not much has changed.
A lot of people complain about the stadium. There are those who support it and those who complain about it. It's all politics, you know? A politician is the kind of person who, after they win, just gets into a lot of corruption. These politicians, when they think they're going to make things better, they make things worse. This is the way we see things. These days, it's everyone out for themselves.
Coming off a Brazilian national election that put the cost of living and government spending in high relief, any future operator of Arena Amazonia will have plenty of work ahead of them and a force of skeptics to prove wrong. For Only a Game, I'm Sam Shramsky in Manaus.